It surrounded him, smothered him, claimed him for its own. He'd always hated the darkness, hated the feelings it conjured up inside him, feelings that burned bright and clear, but which he didn't yet have the vocabulary to put a name to. Fear, yes, but it was something more than that, something deeper, more pure. The ties were cutting into his wrists. The gag tasted bad in his mouth. Oily, sour, foul. A shiny film of snot coated the outside of it, glistening like the trail of a slug. He snorted in some air, gulped it down, tried to breathe. The gag made it difficult, impossible sometimes, and his chest held more panic than breath. You wanted to sob? To scream? To make himself heard? To make the whole world know where he was? But that would bring the man back. He didn't like it when the man came back. Hated it, in fact. Hated the way he looked at him. Hated the way he smiled. Hated the way his voice came as a breathless whisper in the half-dark. He couldn't scream anyway, even if he tried. There was another gag, somewhere deep down in his throat. A slab of solid fear, preventing everything but the occasional whimper from escaping. During his more rational moments, those times when he calmed down enough to think straight, he thought he was in a cupboard. The walls felt close and oppressive, his cheeps and whimpers rebounding inside the narrow space. It stank of stale and damp. Fusty, his mum would have said. He thought of his mum and sobbed silently in the darkness. The stench of his own urine had permeated everything in the confined space, but the warmth of it had long since become a cloying coldness around his thighs. His cheeks burned with shame when he thought about it. The man had seemed annoyed when it had happened. The boy with him had laughed and laughed and laughed until the man had closed the door. He didn't like the man, but he liked the boy even less.